Yo, Chuck, run a power move on him.
May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours? Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends.
We are the Brooklyn Combine in Brazil, and we are celebrating Our OG co-founder, Kenneth McDogs Montgomery.
Super OG.
I'm Phil's guardian.
Super duper OG.
Phil's guardian, super duper OG.
For all the listeners,
listen.
It is Kenneth's 52nd trip around the sun. Let's all give a round of applause.
We're live from in Brazil in a restaurant. What's the name of this restaurant?
File.
Filet.
Oh, my bad. Filet.
Filet. And so we always want to show people their flowers while they're here.
And cool. It's the first one
give a round of applause to Heavy Butter.
Heavy Butter's in the building.
The original G3 founder.
Yo, man, chill.
A lot of G3 activities going on too. Acting bad and
McDonald's
and all that.
Best behavior. And thank you to the people of Rio and Brazil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're
treating us real well.
That's true.
Very rare.
Talk to us about your experiences in Brazil so far.
Experiences in Brazil has been dope. We just out here moving around with the people, taking the city in.
And we went to see Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah,
Cristo.
We went to Rocina, the favela. We partied with the people, and they sang Happy Birthday to Dogs.
Dogs said Rocina was gentrified.
It was.
No,
yeah.
Have a black label.
Jack Daniels shot.
Jack.
You want Jack or you want the
Canon Deluxe? Which one?
We got some Jack.
So right now we're trying to decide the birthday shot.
How old is the
it's
Jack?
It's going to be Cannon.
The Jack is new. Yeah.
You're Cannon. Cannon is 12 years old. No ice.
And shout out to Master Glow. We keep it in the
heat.
Where's Master
Glow? Oh, we're not going to talk about that on the podcast.
Yo, Buchanan.
Video.
The Jack, man, Mally, it's like, do a bump with that shit. Nobody over here.
Yeah, the Jack Daniels, you like a Budweiser.
Oh, that's too much.
What's your name? Nah, that's enough.
Francisco.
Yeah.
Francisco.
All right, so right now they're pouring shots in the shot glasses.
No, I'm not drinking, guys. It's my new birthday.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, Chaz, you're acting bad already.
You see this nonsense over here?
I'm not eating meat. I'm only eating soup for 8 months.
My body is acting bad. Already. your limonada, your Brazil.
My Brazil limonada, I'm good, man.
Yeah, what's these? The caprinas?
Yeah. A shot.
These are shots of the cannons. So obviously we're having a good time out here.
It looked like it was gentrified. It looked like it was a bunch of rich.
It was. The guy said, hey, you know, this is where the millionaires live in the favela.
Wow.
I was like, millionaires
live in the favela? Why, is that close to Rio?
Yeah, and we was trying to go to City of God, but I don't think that's smart. We don't know.
Salute. Come by forever. Happy birthday, dog.
Happy birthday, dog.
I'm glad to be here with my oldest. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. That's
your nasty. That is true. That's
true. Ooh. That's how you do it, dogs? You wait.
You know what? That's what we was drinking that first night.
Oh, what? Good on that.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I'm so good on that.
Excuse me. Disculpe.
It's not, but you know what though, it's not harsh.
That shit is.
It's just nasty.
It's nasty, yeah.
It's not hard.
What was that? That was the other one?
Yeah, that's the 12. I told y'all need to mess with Jack.
A line? Limo?
Yeah. And one more round of the Jack.
Jack.
Oh, we about to miss it.
Well, they left the bottle.
That's what Steve.
Stop being fucking.
This is the guy who's like, I don't want to do that.
Yo, Jax, you ain't even want to go, man.
I did want to go.
Now we got you out here. You out here acting fucking crazy, right?
Let it be known, Jax is trying to be fiscally responsible.
And that you are, young man.
Yeah. Yo, tell us the story how the Uber guy tried to get you for your phone.
Turn
the tables on.
Okay. So I had an Uber on my birthday, and we went to go eat at Brooklyn Crab and Red Hook.
And you know what? This would be a perfect segue on how you got me suspended on Uber.
Everybody.
Yeah, you did. But it was good. But I'm still. It's my problem.
No, wait.
It's all good.
I'm gonna tell that story first. All right. Was in an Uber, and I said, "Do you have the aux cord?" The guy says, no.
Which I had a fight with.
Right? No. I'm like, yo, then let me connect it.
My account gets suspended as a result of this interaction.
He kicks me out the cab. And then he went and reported it. He went by the book. I should have went by the book first. Do you use Uber now? They reinstated you, right? You fucking full of
shit. I only use Lyft.
He's a Lyft only guy.
Black Lives Matter recently.
Oh, okay.
Chill.
Mind you, Uber only works out here, and that shit...
Yeah,
it's good.
They don't got Lyft out here. It's quiet.
They don't got Lyft out here. They got Via.
Oh, they got
Word?
Nah,
I was like,
did somebody have video of the band singing Kenny Happy Birthday? Now they took pictures from James Brown.
Well,
that joint was dope.
Why y'all keep bringing it up?
Y'all put another shot. I can't.
You don't like James Brown? George Brown?
Yeah, they started singing some James Brown. Phil joined in.
Oh, I was there.
That joint was dope.
That joint was dope. It was a small. The line wrapped around the corner.
I don't know about that party. It was babies in it.
Let's talk about how Brazil is like right across the pond from Africa.
Oh yeah.
And how
in Rio you don't see any sign of black people.
Yo, it's over 50%.
It's all black people. But
we haven't seen it.
But we don't see black. I haven't seen any
unless
black.
They're
like,
packing up to work on the beach.
Black stability.
Nobody in the hotel are black.
No way.
Actually, we had like
a room.
No. They look like fair.
Since we in this area, I haven't seen 20 black faces.
Yeah, definitely.
And nobody who's chilling. Oh, there goes a black woman right there?
Oh, yeah, there goes a black lady right there.
Oh, really, sister?
Yeah,
she got the afro.
That's 12.
Yeah, that's 12. That's 11 for me. That's the talent going up. The first party we went to, though, it was mad black cats in there. Mm-hmm.
But
that was in the favela, correct?
Yep.
No.
No, the first one that Phil went to.
The Volo.
We got it.
The Volo.
Yolo.
I want to go to Yolo.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that shit. And Phil, like you said, Phil, that shit is really branded. They got the fucking the Jumbotron in the middle of the club.
Oh, that's another good on Friday.
Yeah, that sucks. We only had one weekend.
Yeah.
We should have came like at the beginning of the
winter.
Week.
Yeah. We come back, we gotta go to Bahia. I'll come back. I wanna learn how to speak Portuguese now.
I wanna do so I can tell when people are talking about it.
Yeah, work.
Of course, that's what we're talking about.
You're cruising for a fucking reason on this trip. I just want to know that.
Yeah. Don't take no pizza here.
Yo.
Have you guys
what?
Anything come to you since you've been here?
Wait, before we do that, let's go to a quick break.
No.
Quick break.
Music?
Anything coming to me?
No samba.
No samba.
Afro
Brazil,
Latino.
Afro Brazil.
No samba.
Alright, boom.
We'll be right back.
se le fue bruca bola, el come yaca mole, la cabeza dura, cara con camino.
Like spoken to you, like the people, the music, the air.
I mean, I think I'm definitely gonna come back real reflective, but I think for now I'm just really like taking this there like real time. Mm-hmm. So it's like
I'm just seeing how our American shit is so different, and that like how we're so trained that you have to be working. You have to, even when you're with your family, even when you're doing like recreational shit, you're working, right? Mm-hmm. But the people here are like, chilling. Like, we walk over to the beach and people are just
That might also be reflective of where we are. But Phil did say it best. He said, like, even, like, yo, at home, the homeless people gotta work. Everybody gotta work.
Right.
Out here, like, it's cat people really chilling.
Yo, yeah, but there's
don't
no
ever reference nothing on point with Phil.
It doesn't seem like the assembly line mentality.
To your point, I haven't seen any Brazilians rushing anywhere.
Right.
Except to the beach.
That's about it.
Y'all know the school? On the dummy, the beach is dumb crowded on Tuesday. Early. Noon.
It's people everywhere. And not to say, you know real life is happening and people are working. The vibe, though, is not of this, like, just get up and go quickly.
Get on the train.
Like, 9 to 5. Like, it don't feel like routine. It feels just like life.
Yeah. Even the hustle of selling you stuff is kind of like, it's very mildly aggressive. If you're like, I'm cool.
It's like, definitely not cool. Like
others. wait. Except for the dude that tried to. Are we going there?
Oh man, the birthday guy.
He spilled it.
The birthday guy.
Sorry guys, I seen the FBI agent trailing Phil.
Who still got that second shot?
Sorry,
I still got my.
Everybody.
Me too.
Oh, you had yours?
Oh man, what you doing over there?
Sorry, man.
Oh, you don't do shots.
I don't do shots. I sip.
Shots.
Why he gets to get away with breaking all the rules, man?
I don't know. That's y'all. That's your son.
Now is that y'all? Now is that y'all? That's your man.
That's my son.
Made him.
Yeah.
I.e. for all the listeners, there's a debate on whether Phil came before Kenny or Kenny came before
Phil. It's a running
debate.
Shout out to my guy Malik. Malik often recognizes the hierarchy.
Yeah, I just saw a black girl.
Malik.
Oh, King James?
King James.
Shout out to King James with the cigars, holding down the inmates.
Let's toast this second shot.
Oh man.
Second shot.
Oh, man. What is this, drink champs?
Phil with half a shot.
I finished mine.
Whoa.
That was kind of better.
Much better.
It's way better.
Keith is making some very wild face right now.
We're in a bad place. We're in a bad place. When Jack is better,
word.
We got a space out HB shots.
Get the line.
as we get two turns.
Oh, you see that? That's your bro. That's
yeah,
your,
see,
oh,
see,
no, 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 no. That's your well, mommy turn in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See?
Your dogs, man.
G3.
Drink that olive oil.
Yo.
Yo.
I would say the thing I took most, I'm taking right now is like everything is beautiful. The women, the land, my brothers. It's just all beautiful. You could really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm on. And,
I think Steve
is ready to. Steve said he might be down to move it.
I'm down.
I would do like a 6 month.
The only thing that's not beautiful is the architecture. Yeah, it's the shittiest architecture I've seen.
Yeah, it's definitely like.
Oh, man.
Okay, so a dystopian.
Yeah, you can't diss the architecture.
Yeah, it's really bad, though.
No, what do y'all want to see, though? What will make it dope, though?
I want to see you, at the bare minimum, be contemporary. Like, well, okay, glass skyscrapers and just do simple shit.
A lot of obscure shapes.
Yeah.
I think
colors.
But I'm
gonna put up a concrete building and throw a red stripe on it.
But I just feel like that's a testament to it's just so many different textures here. That's I feel like it's just.
You just don't see the darkest one.
Yeah, that, but it's just not.
But all the textures look wild.
Yeah.
it's one texture, concrete. Yo, build this building with concrete.
Man,
leave it.
I didn't like the smell.
Oh yeah, and the doodles, it smells like shit, guys.
Dude. That's rare.
Doodle in the water.
Yeah, we can't get in the beach. We gotta go out to go to the beach.
Now, we can't completely slum Rio out.
No, we're not slumming Rio. It's just when you walk in, you kind of smell shit sometimes. The buildings aren't that nice to look at.
Wild, aromatic flavors.
I don't like the buildings, but I like the beach.
The people.
The people have been really great.
Yeah. Everywhere I've gone, like I've been
like,
love.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's like, yo, nice.
There's a reason why slaves were brought to the island.
The shit was close.
I do need to do a science on.
No, I did.
Was reached out back this
yo, time. Yo, I showed that. I think I had put it on the thread. It was a time lapse. Yo, mad slaves came to Brazil.
I think it's like 80%.
They were showing them. Yeah, like.
I think like
mad slaves.
I think
coming through Brazil.
I forget the numbers, but it's.
And it is because it's right there. It's like right next to Africa. So
less than 10% went to America.
Nah, it was like yeah, the majority.
Well, this is you got the greatest population outside. Like you got Nigeria first. You got the continent, of course, but. Nigeria first, then Brazil. So, you know, while
and then Brooklyn, and then Brooklyn, right?
And then Brooklyn.
So the other day, somebody was like...
Shout out to Brooklyn.
Somebody, the other day, I was talking to somebody that statistic, and he was like, no, but you have Nigeria.
Well, of course, that's number one.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
Fucking Africa, you
Yeah,
asshole.
It's a continent.
Nah, I was dying.
Well, I should have said that. They might listen.
No, but you, no. Oh, I was dying laughing because you put that on Twitter. And you was back, Captain was trying to argue you down. I was dying laughing, like, yo, man.
Yo, time to fix is Nigeria.
Yeah, like.
No, Nigeria.
It's Africa. Yeah.
It should be more African countries before we get Brazil than Brooklyn. It should.
Brooklyn is going, though.
Yeah.
I give Brooklyn another 7 years.
Yeah.
Seven?
I don't know. Brooklyn is.
I would say a kid from junior high school to college cycle in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We gonna get back and it's gonna be like 10 new condos.
Yeah.
A new subway line.
When I went to college in '90, and I came back to Brooklyn in '94. That shit was totally. In 4 years, it had totally
changed.
Yeah, it was different. And then from '94. To 97 from law school to lawyer, that shit was, now that shit is unrecognizable.
I'm gonna give you guys some context. Phil is sitting at the head of the table with
Dwayne Wade show.
Yeah, he got an outfit.
No, Dwayne Wade.
Man,
Jack wouldn't even rock that. Hey, Jack wouldn't rock that.
Jack, shout out to my nephew, Jack.
Jack is approving this right here.
Jack might approve that.
Jack
on a different type of trip.
Jack's trip right here. He's gonna remove the glasses, but I can see Jet in the tank top. No glasses though. The
you
Matrix.
All you rock is double RL. That's mad funny.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's all he talks about. What's corny is that new drip term. All the ladies out here, they got the drip. The Mally Band is 40. I said, they got the drip.
Yeah, drip is something else. Drip means you go get antibiotics.
Yeah.
You need some penicillin.
You need penicillin.
Big Phil with the drip outfit.
Yo, nah, chill. We ain't talking about that.
It's funny. Yeah, that's a different type of drip and all that.
That's a drip.
Yo, I think it's a good time to break for some more music, Big King.
All right, bet. So let's go back to the tune. We'll be right back.
My life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. They really love sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine. Just bees and things and flowers. Just bees and things and flowers. Just bees and things and flowers.
Bees and things and flowers.
Just bees and things and flowers. My life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. 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 Everybody loves the sunshine. 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 Folks get down in the sunshine. I really love sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
Actually, no. He'll have a shot, and I'm having one more.
You want to take it here?
Oh, man.
And one,
we can't let him do it by himself, though.
Yeah.
Y'all just said, oh, yeah.
I know my limitations, and I'll be passed out in the street. I'll be carrying.
All right, last one for the road.
Don't do it, though.
Yeah, I would say do this.
Yeah,
give me a shot.
We need to do a little kick.
Don't be disrespectful now. I get over here. That belt.
Yo, no, what?
You bought you in this world. I'll take you out. Oh,
yo.
You already drink?
Come on, let's toast.
Oh yeah, he
I drunk mine already, man. Yeah.
Happy birthday, yo, come Dorsey. Happy birthday, Dorsey.
Oh my God.
Happy
man.
Birthday, Dorsey.
Yo, that's my word.
Happy birthday to you.
Cassie's really moving around like that.
Are you one?
Yeah, yeah, you two, man. What the fuck you doing, yo, Jazz, me and you are gonna need to be on the same page before him. How you choosing that guy?
I'm choosing a combine.
Oh,
man.
Now it's a combine.
Yeah, man.
Keep it funky, boy.
Man, yeah, man. That's
now the combine is just a fallback bullshit, right?
Yo.
Combine is a you join this. Oh, okay. This cast is funny. Steve, join. Everybody join. Everybody join it.
Yeah, wrap it up for the next segment.
All right,
listen.
Right,
so
yes,
we're
going to
wrap it up for here.
Yo, Hobbs, the action is still
planned. Let it be known, Hobbs is a sucker.
Yo, Hobbs, man.
All right, so we're going to shut it down now and move to another location. Because they're looking at us funny in this restaurant anyway.
These kids in here, man. All right. Fucking Phil yelling, screaming at you crazy.
Peace.
Yo, Phil, you do the...
Entrou em choque publicitário. Foi forte a queda do seu império. É golpe duro pra milionário.
Today, where we at now, fellas?
We at the Oldest Steakhouse in Rio.
Oldest Steakhouse in Rio, Majorica, Terrasica. I ain't even gonna mess it up like that.
Yeah, and it come from a recommendation from
shout out to my homegirl, Kate Gabriella,
yeah.
Riley, for sending us here. But we'll, go ahead, dog.
No, I was saying, all right, we know
from
where we're at in this period in our lives, that the lack of education, miseducation is a big reason why a lot of generations are lost. You know what I'm saying? And if we're gonna stop generations from being lost, first of all, we can't stop it. If we're gonna be a part of some sort of movement where people are less likely to get sucked up, I think in us starting the school, we have to start building more with the people who we would bring in. We need to create a synergy where it's more about the ideology as opposed to the person.
And the students who come are students who are needed. We're not saving lives and none of that bullshit. We're talking about people who have been in the system and say, yo, fuck you. There's no place for you. Or you get thrown in the mixer. Like, and our place would be somewhere where we end up taking an environment and controlling the academic ecosystem to the point where it starts spreading into all the other areas that make up a community, and people are becoming self-determined and critical thinking and figuring it out.
Yes.
That's really what exactly. The point is.
Exactly. And that kind of environment is where genuine learning happens. Like, you're not learning when most people, I imagine, cannot learn when you're sitting somewhere and the ideology is, I have data, I dump it into your head, and then you have it.
And I'm going to give you a test next week.
And then, yeah, exactly.
And if you don't pass,
your capacity to regurgitate, your capacity to regurgitate it is going to, turn in.
Yeah, yeah, programming, all of that. That's right, yeah. All they need to know this. For this specific amount of time.
So you need to know this because I need you to do this.
Yeah. But only for this period of time, I can get rid of it.
Like, we need you.
And
to
I can trick you. I can appear smart.
No, you know what? Jazz and I were talking about that the other day. We were talking about how now I'm having to double back and trying to learn calculus and all this. And there's like a funny figure of speech that is often used. They say they take calculus to fail trig and to fail algebra. And the reality is, like, to your point, HB, so often in school, that's what's happening. People are studying, they're taking a test. They're remembering what they have to, and when it's in front of them, you spit it out, and that's it. And they're not able to be functional with it later because they never technically learned anything. They remembered a whole lot. Exactly. So those who can follow rules remotely, those become the individuals in society that can, think about it, most of their life will be standing in line, sitting in a car, waiting for this job to tell them what to do and to go home, go to sleep, and do it again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's not what you're trying to create. You're going to need a different kind of model.
You know what I didn't like, but also was inspiring in this last year? Like, I usually go to Fordham the last 10 to 15 years, being an adjunct professor in a law school, which, and this is not a knock specifically on any student or lawyers, but the environment in law school is totally, it's kind of critical thinking, but the critical thinking gets impacted, to me, in a negative way through the process of culture. So I just want to say, the only reason I brought up the teaching thing is I went from being in an academic environment with law school where it's not really about community, it's about getting a certain skill that'll put you in a position to excel, whatever that means. And then I taught at Brooklyn College with a bunch of young Hispanic and Black students, mostly women, some male, but what I realized from that Brooklyn College teaching experience is that there are a lot of young people who really want to do some shit, but their programming is to not give them any skill or any capacity or energy or motivation to do anything that they thought of. Like, if they, everything gotta fit in whatever particular box. So I met all these ill kids who
the teacher. Did you think that, how many kids was doing it for prestige? Did you say I'm a lawyer, or was really critically thinking and doing the math on it like that?
I don't know the number, but it was...
What do you think, though? It don't gotta be a number.
I think there's a healthy percentage of people who are doing it for that reason, particular reason.
I think for a lot of people,
for both. I think there's definitely a large. I think this, yeah, I don't know if it's 50-50, but there's definitely a lot of people do things because of what they think the perception is to what that what they're doing, and whether that's a lawyer or not.
So we're gonna take a quick break and come right back.
E aí, KR3, porra! Que pa batão grandão.
Cool, and we're back. So what were you saying, HB?
I'm getting another Bohemia. I'm just saying, we're just really breaking down things and trying to figure out like what it is about what we use this term a lot in the combine, trying to figure it out. And there is no blueprint to this shit. So everything we listening to is like we literally like we sparring or we not debating. We not arguing. And that's what's beautiful about this. We're not arguing. We're just talking about it and asking and communication.
Now, you raised a good point about critical thought. Years ago, I had a really good friend, and he taught English, like freshman and sophomore English college in Jersey. And I used to help him grade the test. And what's interesting to me was, like, freaking student after student, it was amazing how much, like, the big problem seemed to be with critical thinking. Like, these young people genuinely lacked the capacity. I don't know if they lacked the capacity, but they lacked the skill of thinking critically.
They don't think nothing through. Critical thinking is not thinking something through.
Sure.
So if you don't think something through, you lack critical thought. Where you don't go from, you go from A to C instead of A to Z. My boy.
Right, but to bring it back to the school, or at least our desire to be involved more heavily. If you're only thinking in that classroom, and they're only teaching you to test and to answer these questions and whatever, you're not going to develop that skill.
No, but you know the thing is, does it not start in the house?
Exactly.
We all came from where, and when we talk about community, we all coming from the crib.
But you know what though?
Again, like yo, the house, like
but,
you.
But the
I'm the only no yeah but the only reason but the only reason for everybody at this table that we are and likes and I can talk crazy like that is because how we grew up fundamentally in our own houses,
right.
Which is community. No. But from community it went to that, and you was able to go out like.
Let me say this though. When you talk about like schools or institutions, you learn how you get your social cues on how to operate within those institutions from those institutions. When you're home, that's supposed to be your place of freedom. And our institutions, unfortunately, teach us how to fit into the institution. When the idea is, right, when something isn't working, we should be able to question it and say, hey, this is not working, and challenge it. But we are discouraged from doing that in our current educational system. So kids are not learning how to challenge the very things that they're locked into. And because of that, they grow up to be adults who don't challenge the very thing.
Exactly,
that
and that's not
into.
A problem, that's a solution. It's a solution for a society that was designed to produce workers. The only reason you run into the major problems you have now is because there's not enough work for all of these workers. So now you need more people to be able to be creative and productive, and you got a society that's pretty much built to consume and work. That's what we're gonna
all right, so
break, let's, as we get a break bread.
So,
The food is here, guys. So we are going to take a break until the next episode. It's the Brooklyn Combine. And peace.
Oh, yeah, yo, and it's Dog's birthday. Happy birthday, Dog.
Peace.
Happy birthday to Dogs. Happy birthday to Dogs.
Hoje nós te dá trabalho igual livro de matemática. Tu não entendeu a tese, mas vai te explicar na prática. Meninas traz currículo, João te dá trabalho. Meninas trazem currículo, João te dá trabalho. Que eu me amar.